Charlemagne, say the gang, dunk it other day, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the hee-haw.
Yes! The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes. Donkey of the Day.
Goes to Mr. Terry Crews. Terry, whatever you're doing, King, it's simply not it. Now, this all started after Terry Crews was on an interview with Third Hour of Today, and he was asked about Gabrielle Union's reported allegations of racial insensitivity and a toxic culture at the show America's Got Talent. Now, keep in mind, before I play you what he said, when Terry Crews was out here alleging that he got fondled by an agent in Hollywood, Gabrielle Union actually had his back. In fact, her statement back in 2017 via tweet was, Terry Crews is a stand-up guy, literally one of the nicest people in our industry. He is honest, kind, and a true professional. I believe him and stand by him. Hashtag me too. Now, I am not the kind of person that expects me from other people. So if I was Gabrielle and I said that about Terry, I wouldn't expect him to have my back if I was in that situation. It would be nice, but not expected, simply because I don't do and say things because I want people to do the same for me. Okay, that way you won't be disappointed when people like Terry Crews don't return the favor, because that's exactly what happened when Terry Crews was on Third Hour Today. This was his response when asked about Gabrielle's allegations of racial insensitivity and a toxic culture at the show.
First of all, I can't speak for sexism because I'm not a woman, but I can't speak on behalf of any racism comments. That was never my experience on America's Got Talent. In fact, it was the most diverse place I have ever been in my 20 years of entertainment. When you look at what the allegations are about, it was given by an unnamed source. My thing is, you know, it's funny because I believe you should listen to women. You should always believe women. So I asked my wife. My wife said, well, if she hasn't made a statement, why would you?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to her.
Now, this is what happens when a person is trying to protect their job as opposed to protecting a sister who actually came to his defense, which Terry isn't entitled to do. Now, look, you could easily say that wasn't your experience at AGT. But what you can also say is that doesn't mean it wasn't Gabrielle's experience. In fact, you could have copy and pasted what Gabrielle said damn near word for word. Just change all the male pronouns to female pronouns and keep it moving. You could have literally said exactly what she said about you on TV. But you're not going to do that because you don't want to mess up that future AGT check or future opportunities with NBC or the production company behind AGT. Who knows? You're just trying to protect your interests and undermine Gabrielle's. That much is obvious. But once again, don't expect you from other people. If that's how Terry moves, that's on him. Now, Gabrielle replied to Terry and tweeted out, truth-telling, wanting change and having multiple witnesses who bravely came forward to let everyone know I didn't lie or exaggerate really exposes those who enthusiastically will throw you under the bus, forgetting quickly who stepped up for their truth. Great statement, but once again, no need to remind Terry you stepped up for his truth, because what you shouldn't expect, is you from other people. What other people do has nothing to do with you. Don't take offense, don't take it personal, because what other people do and say about you has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. And Terry proved that when he tweeted out, I'm a hog, you're a chicken. Just because you gave me eggs, don't mean I owe you bacon. Ancient Flint, Michigan proverb. That makes zero sense. Okay, because there's never been a hog in the history of life who has offered up bacon. All right, hogs get slaughtered, King. And that's exactly what is happening to all your goodwill that you have built up for the past couple of years, Terry. By coming out and telling your story, that was an honest moment. But now that's getting slaughtered, okay? Then Terry doubled down and tweeted out, there's only one woman on earth I have to please. And this is why he's getting donkey today. There's only one woman on earth I have to please. Her name is Rebecca. That's his wife. Not my mother, my sister, my daughters, our co-workers. I will let their husbands, boyfriends, partners take care of them. Rebecca gives me wings. No, my brother. That's not it, King. That's not how any of this works. Now, I'm not going to judge you based on how you choose to live your life, what women you choose to please. But I'm lying. I am judging you. Okay? I don't know the relationship between you, your mother, your sister, or co-workers. That I can overstand, because people's relationships with their families are complicated. So I'm not mad at that. Okay? I overstand that situation. But your daughters, King? Come on, man. What father does not want to please their daughters, all right? My job as a father is to protect and provide for my wife and daughters, period. Do you feel the same way, Envy?
Absolutely.
Yes. Your daughter may have a husband, a boyfriend, a partner, but there is nothing like the love of daddy. All right, what's that saying? Daddy, a son's first hero, a daughter's first love. That's what we are to our daughters. All right? Fathers have a tremendous ability to influence the lives of their daughters, either positively or negatively. How a father treats his daughter will shape how she views herself and how she expects to be treated by other men for the rest of her life. So I hope, since you don't care about pleasing your daughters, I hope she expects more from the men she chooses to be with, okay? Now, I don't have anything more to say about this because I feel like a woman, in particular a black woman, should be speaking to you and on the real, a woman who I love, who I cherish, who I will always have her back, right or wrong. Amanda Seales summed this up perfectly.
It is so easy to support black women. It is so easy. It can be done so effortlessly. So when you see examples of someone giving their energy to be obstructive, you wonder why they would make that choice.
Yeah.
Why is it not instilled in him to protect this woman? She protected him when he was in another adverse situation. She put her voice out there. And I think I speak for a lot of sisters when I say, it's part of the bigger conversation of black women earnestly wanting the support from our brothers when we are speaking out and speaking up. And there really should just be a code, because so many sisters feel like so often we're on code and our brothers aren't. Seeing this scenario play out in a different way, because in Hollywood, black women really are not regarded, really would have just been so much more uplifting.
Please give Terry Crews the biggest hee-haw. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, ma'am.